3172.
SMS Karima
on 31702.
6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Now, the ANC Youth League in KwaZulu-Natal has commended law enforcement officials after the arrest of the Harry Gwala District Mayor, Mluleki Ndobe. His arrest has been linked to the investigation of the murder of the former ANC Youth League Secretary General, Sindiso Magaqa. Now, Ndobe was meant to appear in court along with a second person today. However, he is now expected to appear tomorrow. The Youth League says it wants justice for the ruthless murder of their leader. Now, another casualty of the political killings in the region is Nhlengi Khumalo, who was shot dead at his home in Kwapata outside Pietermaritzburg. He was an SACP member in the area. And of course, it is the youth that has been the biggest casualty of the political killings in KwaZulu-Natal. And it's for that reason that I am joined on the line now by the ANC Youth League Secretary General, Tandukolo Sabelo. Mr. Sabelo, good evening. Welcome to the program. Mr. Sabelo is still getting to us. We are also joined on the line by the South African Communist Party's Provincial Youth League Secretary, Sandile Dai. Mr. Dai, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and to your listeners. Thank you for giving us space to speak to your listeners.
Thank you. We will, of course, allow you to know when we've got Mr. Sabelo back on the line. He is the KwaZulu-Natal Youth League Secretary. And as we said, the KZN Youth is actually the biggest casualty in political killings that has never really stopped in the province after the devastating war between the ANC and Inkatha just before the elections. The ANC Youth League in KwaZulu-Natal has, of course, commended law enforcement officials after the arrest of the Harry Gwala District Mayor, Mluleki Ndobe. Now, Mr. Dai, you have also lost members, but let me start off first with your reaction to the arrest of the Harry Gwala District Mayor in connection with the death and killing of Sandiso Magaqa.
Karima, we want to say that we welcome the arrest of Mluleki Ndobe, and we want to thank the police for making the arrest. Comrade Cindy, so the former Secretary General, was buried a long time ago, and he was shot and stayed in hospital for quite some time, and there had not been a breakthrough. We want to commend the police for acting, and also the Minister of Police, Comrade Begicele, for establishing the task team that deals with political killings in the province.
Mm-hmm.
Even our Yes.
Now, the fact that the political killings have often led us to the hitmen, or also known as the Nkabis, but not the people who order the hits, has of course bedeviled a lot of the progress that has been made. But we see other individuals arrested together with the district mayor, Mr. Ndobe, and it includes, if my understanding is correctly, and I'm speaking under correction, a business person as well. Now we see, of course, Mr. Magaqa was a councillor, and often it's councillors that are killed, and this is related to issues around permits for taxis and, of course, patronage networks at municipal level. Do you feel that the arrest of Mr. Ndobe brings us closer to not just finding out who's pulling the triggers, but who's giving the instructions to who must be killed and why?
For us, Karima, it's a start. It's not the end. It's a start. But it's good that there are people who have been arrested, because there's a number. We believe, as the Young Communist League has said in our statement, that there is money-driven patronage network that has established itself using Inkabi, sometimes these assassins are linked to business people, linked to others in the taxi violence and so on and so forth.
Mm.
So it's a patronage network that sometimes is driven by money and nothing else.
Yes.
But what is happening is that you find that it's old people who have been in the movement for quite some time.
Yes.
Because Ndobe was the original chair of that same region for quite some time, also led the youth league in that region at some point.
Mm.
He's not a new person in the movement. He should be someone who understands the values of the movement. But it's people who have been whom we think that there is a general decay caused mainly by the deep love for money, deep love everyone to kind of get rich quick.
Yes.
Factions. It's factions that wants to be rich at this point. And these factions are prepared to kill and do everything so that they get rich. Because they are even corrupt to the core. The municipality.
Okay, Mr. Dai, I just want to halt you. I'm coming back to you. But we've re-established contact with Mr. Sabelo, who is the ANC Youth League Secretary in KwaZulu-Natal. Mr. Sabelo, welcome to the Karima Brown Show. You have welcomed, of course, the fact that the police have made progress in the arrest of the alleged killers of Sindiso Magatla, your former leader. Now, it was, of course, a senior person from the Harigwala district. In fact, the mayor, Mr. Ndobe, that was arrested. Now, Mr. Dai has just explained that Mr. Ndobe is, in fact, an older comrade familiar with the characteristics, the ethics of the organization, but that a lot of these killings are tied to patronage networks linked either to taxis or to other issues at municipalities. Now, of course, Mr. Magatla was a councillor. The big problem, of course, Mr. Sabelo, is that we've often been able to get the people who pull the trigger, but we've never been able to get the people who order the hits or why the hits have been ordered. Do you believe that this arrest takes us closer to answering those critical questions? Mr. Sabelo, are you with us? It seems as if
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, Mr. Sabelo, I can hear you clearly. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I heard your question. I was saying good evening, Karima, and good evening to the listeners at home.
Good evening.
And to my fellow secretary of the Young Communist League. As the ANC Youth League, we have been consistent in saying that these arrests have only been happening to those who are pulling the trigger, or those who have been hired to be assassins in the killing of the political activists in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. And we have been making a call to say it's not enough that it's only the people who were carrying the guns who pulled the trigger who have been arrested. We have been saying to the Minister of Police, the Police Commissioner, and all other stakeholders, the Hawks in particular, to say, dig deeper, look for those who are the commanders behind the political killings in our province.
Mm.
And therefore we are saying it is possibly a step in the right direction to have some people who occupy political office, because we've always said that it is those people who are in political office whom we suspect are behind the political killings in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. So as the ANC Youth League, we are very clear. We stand with the family of Comrade Sindiso Magatla, who was a victim in this, and we will not support anybody who is accused of assassination of any comrade in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. And we are also very clear that We want the full might of the law to be meted against anybody, no matter their public or social standing in our province, that they must be arrested and a maximum prison, a maximum sentence must be granted to those who are found guilty of killing any of our comrades, no matter who they are. We are not apologetic about that, because we believe that the apprehension of those who occupy political office is actually a step in the right direction, because it will ensure that these senseless killings do come to an end.
Absolutely. Mr. Sabelo, I just want to bring Mr. Dai back in. And the reason for this is that he was saying precisely what you are saying. And the reason why I told my listeners I'm having both the Youth League and the Young Communist League on is because it is, in fact, young people that have been the biggest casualty in the political killings in KwaZulu-Natal. And I wanted the two organizations that's meant to be in an alliance with each other to talk about this. And both of you have identified the people who hold political office as being in part responsible for ordering these killings and in some instances performing these killings. When I spoke to the former premier of KwaZulu-Natal, Senzo Mkhunu, he said to me he was at the killing the funeral of one of an ANC comrade that was killed. And the family of that person said openly that the killer is in the organization that our deceased relative was in, which was, of course, the African National Congress. Now, Mr. Mhlengi Khumalo was shot in Kwapata in Pietermaritzburg. He was an SACP member. Mr. Dai, can you just give me the amount of SACP people that have been at the receiving end of political killings? I know that there were a lot of killings in some areas at some point, and whether anyone has in fact been arrested so far at the level of that we've seen in recent days around Sandiso Magaka, and whether there's been any progress in arresting those who have been responsible for killing your members.
Yes, there have been breakthroughs. The case of Nantsakelele from Injanga, the killers were given, I think, 23 years. Those who killed Mhlengi, the latest case, they are appearing tomorrow in the Pietermaritzburg Magistrate Court. Three have been arrested. They were arrested they were appearing in court last week, Monday. So they are also appearing tomorrow in the Pietermaritzburg Magistrate Court. So we have lost count the number of comrades, the number of young people who have been killed. We buried Comrade Mlondi in Injanga, Nontsikelelo, Philip Dlamini, a number of comrades have been killed. And you realize that this is actually internally driven by a selfish network of comtoses, to call them, but who are within our movement. That's why we're saying that the movement itself must begin to actively purge all those, including Dobe. We think that he needs to be purged, so that the movement takes a clear stance, not to say that we must wait for the law to take its own course and so on and so forth. We agree that people must be assumed not guilty up until they are proven by a court of law. But in such serious instances, the movement must act and act quite to restore even the confidence of the people to the movement, to the ANC and the headed alliance as a whole. Because what happens, you find that this actually put a stain into the movement, because people would not want to be attracted into a movement that kills its own members.
Mm-hmm.
So it's those kind of things that we think that should be done.
Let me bring Mr. Sabelo back. Mr. Sabelo, do you agree with that sentiment?
No, most definitely. We have said as the ANC Youth League that any member, in fact, we're very consistent on this, even those councillors who were arrested for killing some of our comrades, we have said, and consistently we've even tabled it in the PEC of the ANC, that the ANC should recall such councillors. Because you must remember, Karima, that in the ANC, deployment is not a right, it is a privilege bestowed upon members.
I wish your members knew that.
Yeah, no, it's not a right, or it's just a privilege bestowed upon members of the ANC who are working hard and who are obviously going to serve the people with their best of ability.
Mm.
Now, in the instance where that member is involved in a situation which tarnishes the image of the ANC must then act swiftly and must be able to assert its authority. And obviously, at a later stage, if those comrades are found not to be guilty, then the ANC could reconsider some other deployment. But also, not to say that ANC must consider deployment of those comrades, because deployment in the main is a privilege, not a right to any member. So even with Comrade Ndobe, this is not a matter, this is not a personal issue against Comrade Ndobe. It's a matter of principle. We are fighting a very serious demon that is engulfing the ANC. Indeed, the majority of the people who have been killed are young people, ANC Youth League activists in particular. Even Comrade Mhlenge himself was also a member of the ANC Youth League here in the province. And you will remember, Karima, that the ANC Youth League in KwaZulu-Natal has seen a wave of young people being elected in critical positions in the African National Congress and in government. So the ANC is renewing itself here in the province, with young people taking the center stage. So it does not fit well with some of the leaders of the ANC, and hence they target these young people who are influential, and they kill them. That is why we have not been ambiguous about it, to say that this is not happening outside. This is not. I think at some stage there was some form of denialism where other people were saying this could be crime. And the ANC,
don't worry, I've interviewed enough of the ANC spokespeople in KwaZulu-Natal who argued that very point that you're now saying.
Yes, and when they were saying that, the Youth League was on the other hand saying, no, let us not be in denial. People are being killed by members and leaders of the ANC. And those people must be patched, as Comrade Dai is saying. We agree with you. We can't be scared in our own organization, because most of us were fearing for our lives. Including myself, at some stage, I was also a target of an assassination. I appeared in one list which said that I was also going to be killed. So we are all living in fear now in the ANC, but as things happen now, we are regaining that confidence as members and leaders of the ANC, that the people who are killing leaders of the ANC or comrades of the ANC will be apprehended and will be arrested.
All right, Mr. Dai, let me bring you in. And I just want to remind listeners, it's 25 past 9. I'm in conversation with the Youth League, the ANC Youth League Secretary in KwaZulu-Natal, Thando Kgolo Sabelo, as well as the ANC Youth League, or rather the Young Communist League Provincial Secretary, Sandile Dai. And we're talking about the political killings that have mostly affected young people. Now, Mr. Sabelo has made a really interesting point. He's saying that a lot of the new positions are being filled by young people, and this has upset an established political elite that has run the province from the side of the ANC and has led in some instances to the killings of young people. Mr. Dai has also said that these killings are tied to things like patronage, business networks, and that they must be purged from the organization. Mr. Dai, in the run-up to Nasrec, the province was deeply divided over the question of who to back as president of the African National Congress. And people died in that struggle as the ANC couldn't resolve as a province who the candidate is. We saw court action, counter court actions, and eventually decisions that the provincial PEC sit out the conference as PEC members on this matter. And that used to be the fault line in terms of how people explained the divisions in the province. But now we obviously looking at a different dynamic. Mr. Sabelo is talking about young people that are threatening the positions of older people, both in terms of political office as well as business interests. Do you agree with that development? Do you think that there is a fight back from the existing older comrades in both your organizations that want to stop the advance of young people and a renewal in generational terms of the movement in the province? Is that what is one of the drivers of the killers of young people?
Yeah. I think I agree with that. But it beyond the build up to NESREC, I mean, in 2012. It was 2012, immediately after the National Policy Conference. Comrade Wandile Mkhize, was the regional secretary of the ANC Youth League, was killed in that region in a hail of bullets. His case was never properly. It has been long time coming, but in the previous maybe 2-3 years, it has then intensified to. Mm. I mean, in the build up to the local government of 2016, it was terrible. It was terrible. Now it has intensified because some see the political office as a easiest way of getting rich. Mm-hmm. Now, as the leadership of the movement is getting renewed, getting younger, others who have been at the center of patronage, they fight back, trying to hold on sometimes to their ill-gotten riches. So it's those dynamics. At the center of it is that the economy is not properly transformed. So the contestation is only in the municipalities. So others see municipalities as their quick way of getting rich. You find some of the municipalities, I mean, Msunduzi municipality is one municipality that has effectively collapsed. The movement there, we think that it has not been it has not really assisted. But what we are seeing now with the new leadership that was elected, led by Comrade Sihle and Dumisani, you see that at least there is a shift. Of course, that shift is not going to be accepted by everyone. Others are going to resist and are going to fight back, like we are seeing now with others fighting back and actually killing comrades.
Okay, so, can the two of you gentlemen please be patient with me? We've got to take a spot break. We've got to pay our bills. We're going to continue this conversation because I regard it as quite an important conversation because it is happening on the eve also of our elections. And of course, if political parties are killing each other, it is a very worrying indicator. And we also measure the nature and the deepening or the lack thereof of our democracy. So I'd like to ask for your patience to stay on the line. I'd also like listeners from the KwaZulu-Natal province who are listening, or any ANC member for that matter, to call in and participate in this conversation and put questions to my guest. The number to dial 011-883-0702.
702 WhatsApp Karima on 072-702-1702.
That's right. You can, of course, WhatsApp me on 072-702-1702 and you can SMS me on 31702 and you can also call in on 011 0702-883-0702. We're talking political killings in KwaZulu-Natal, where young people have been the biggest casualty of this killing. And my guest this evening is ANC Youth League Secretary in the province, Thando Xolo Sabelo, and then, of course, also the Provincial Secretary of the Young Communist League, Mr. Sandile Dai. Gentlemen, before we went for the break, I told you that we would encourage people to have had who have had experiences with political killings to call us and to also put questions to us. I've got two SMSs from readers that I want to read to you. The one is, Karima, is the arrest of Ndobi showing clearly that the ANC is the one who is behind all the political killings in KwaZulu-Natal? If they cannot tolerate their members, how can they tolerate the IFP, the DA, the EFF? And that is from Isaac in Nkandla. And then I've got Mzoli from Tembisa saying, the political killings are very painful, especially when young lives are mercilessly cut short by greedy politicians and tender entrepreneurs. I hope more and more of these killers must be brought to book. Mr. Sabelo, let me start off with you. The question around the tolerance of political parties is a very, very important issue. And I think that Isaac from Nkandla asks a very important question that I want both you and Mr. Dai to answer. If you are killing your own members, what will you do to the members of other parties, other opposition parties? We often say we are in a democracy. We don't talk about our political enemies anymore. We talk about opponents. We are in a constitutional democracy. But if ANC people are killing ANC people, if Alliance people are killing Alliance people, what are the chances that you will actually act violently toward other political parties? And how big is the lack of tolerance in your own organization for differences in debate, for differences in how things should be done? Mr. Sabelo, let me start with you.
Thank you, Karima. But one thing that is important that we first need to clarify is that it is not correct to say it is the ANC that is killing people. We have clearly defined that it is some leaders and some members who are perpetuating this. There's no resolution of the African National Congress that says a certain leader must kill another leader. That is why even the ANC is acting on this matter of political killings in the province. But I think we must be able to clearly determine that despite them being members of the ANC and members and leaders of the ANC, they still remain criminals. And that is why the criminal justice system must kick in on them and begin to process them. So you don't have a situation here in the province where you hear of an ANC member killing another member of another political party. As we have said, Comrade Dai correctly classifies them and say these are comtotes in the ANC who do not deserve to be members or leaders of the ANC. And the ANC is cleaning that up, because they are also tainting the good name of the African National Congress. So we want to assure the people of South Africa that if this matter remains a concern to the African National Congress, and the African National Congress is dealing with it. It is not prepared to protect anybody who is found to be involved in these political killings. In fact, the ANC will purge anyone who is involved in these political killings. So we assure them that there's nothing wrong. The ANC still remains the same African National Congress that is fighting for peace in the Republic of South Africa. And it will continue to ensure that South Africa is a peaceful place to stay in. We must also remember, Karima, that the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal has grown in leaps and bounds.
Mm.
And in that growing in the African National Congress in particular, the ANC has attracted many different people from different places. So you must also take that into consideration, that there are people who are coming with strange cultures in the ANC, and which are leading to actually very wrong things happening in the ANC. But we are committed, as the ANC Youth League, we are committed to take the bull by its horns, and we will fight and expose anybody who is involved in this.
Okay, Mr. Sabelo, I hear your point, and I've given you quite a long time to explain that it is individuals and not your organization. I want to put the same question to Mr. Dai, but I want to ask Mr. Dai a question that I didn't want to get involved with you in as a to and fro, but I want to make this point that I disagree fundamentally, Mr. Sabelo, with what you are saying. You can't say it's not an organization that is doing this when its members in large numbers are killing each other, because this is not a new phenomena. This is an old phenomena. We've had the Moerani Commission. We've had the Gleeblands hostel situation. We had the taxi violence situation. This is coming from a long time. In fact, Mr. Dai, let me take you back before KwaZulu-Natal and the spate of killings of the young Communist League members there in places like Nchanga. Let me take you to the province of Mpumalanga, where the members of the South African Communist Party and members of KUSATU were killed in ways that were clearly linked to the African National Congress, at a time when the deputy president of the country was, in fact, the premier and provincial leader of the African National Congress in Mpumalanga. People died there for political reasons, killed by their comrades. Is it true that what Mr. Sabelo says, that this is not ANC culture, and that the ANC can't be blamed, when the phenomena A is not confined to KwaZulu-Natal, and two, when this has been going on for a very, very long time? In fact, the spate of killings in Mpumalanga, if I remember correctly, was so high at one stage that it had to be dealt with in a very, very, very sensitive ways. But people were wiped out because they were SACP members, by members of the African National Congress. Very few people have been brought to book in the province of Mpumalanga. How can you say this is not an ANC problem when the very acts of killings are being executed by ANC and alliance members?
No, Karima, I think what Tandlodo is clarifying is that the ANC has challenges, but you have home sources who have take over sometimes there, because we can't say that because if it's the ANC, it has to be a policy of the ANC. The policy of the ANC is non-violent.
Mr. Dai, that is simply not true. Let's separate this. There's a lot of policies that the ANC have that it never, ever implements. And you can't say it's only ANC when it's ANC policy. This is behavior of ANC members. This is behavior of alliance members. Let's be truthful about that, please.
No, I hear you, Karim. I'm saying that what I'm saying is that you do find instances where members of the ANC, who at a leadership level or at any other level, become criminals. It does happen, but I think we must separate criminals from the ANC itself. And these criminals, of course, hide behind the banner of the ANC. I mean, it's what was raised by Samora Machel, who was saying, warning comrades, who say that our duty as members of the ANC-headed alliance is that we must be able to separate enemies of our resolution, even when they speak the same language with us, sing the same songs, wear the same regalia, and so on. We must be able to separate them, even as difficult and as complex as they can be, even within the ANC. For instance, Comrade Karima, what we raise these things as the ANC-headed alliance and the PYA in general, because our values cannot be the same as the values say, for instance, the AFP, that was known to be butchering anyone was associated with the alliance. And those instances, they still happen. I think about 2 weeks ago, when the ANC and the Alliance was marching against corruption in Zululand District Municipality. IFP, people wearing IFP regalia, they organized a counter march and actually hit. And I think one person died from the side of the ANC. But it's something that we don't want to say we don't speak about. But when it is
you don't want to speak about it because you've got so many former IFP members in your organization now.
No. For instance, you do get former IFP members, but you do get those who have been in the movement changing and doing wrong things. Ndobe, like we've said, is a former regional chairperson of that region, Irrawaddy region. He's a former regional, I think, regional chair, if not regional secretary of the Youth League.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from the ranks of the trade union movement.
Mm.
He's someone who knows the values of our movement.
Now, here's the question, Mr. Dyer. Let me just bring in Mr. Sabelo. You have described Mr. Ndobe as someone who knows the values of the movement, who's supposed to be able to go through the eye of the needle. And here he is arrested for the killing of Cindy Magaqa. How is it not the ANC? If this is a person that is steeped in your traditions, in your culture,
very, very
in your policy.
Karima. It's very simple. The ANC did not deploy Combat Ndobe to do any of that thing, to kill Magaqa.
But what happened to his consciousness? What happened to his ANC culture? What happened to the revolutionary theory that he listened to?
I can make an example. Because this debate is starting now to actually change to something else. But the point I'm trying to make is that I can make an example. Parents live with a child. They teach it values, morals, and all of those things. One of the child, which comes from a very good home, probably a religious home, changes and becomes a criminal. That will not then foresee that whole family are criminals, and that child was taught by that family to be a criminal.
Yeah,
it's not the case. That's
point
why
taken.
We are trying to that's why we are trying to disassociate the ANC itself and say that they are members of the ANC, which we do acknowledge. We are not saying we don't agree that members and leaders of the ANC are involved in these criminal activities, and that is why we are calling for their arrest.
Mm.
We are saying this is an ANC, this is not done in the ANC, this is against the law, and those people who are doing that must be brought to book. That is the point we are trying to make. We are not trying to seal the ANC or to hide from anything, but we are just saying that it's simply not a fact.
Mm.
Say that it's the ANC that is killing people. It's not a fact. There are people in the ANC. Remember, you joined the ANC voluntarily.
Mm.
When you join the ANC and you join to volunteer your service, and the ANC clearly states when you join, it gives you a constitution which you must follow, and in that constitution there is nowhere where the ANC will say to you, you must then become a criminal and kill people.
Mr. Sabelo, I couldn't disagree with you more. Now finish your last point.
Okay, the last point that I want to make is that it therefore does not wipe out the fact that it's members of the ANC and that it dents the image of the African National Congress by association with those members.
Mm.
And that is why the ANC must act decisively. That is why Comrade Dai is even calling for purging of members.
Mm. You see, I want to go further, Mr. Sabelo. I want to say you must be less concerned about your image and more concerned about your ethics and the values and the behavior of your members. Your image can only be enhanced if your members behave in a particular way. Your image is not a brand. We're not in a Coca-Cola competition here. The African National Congress was found on values that the majority of of people in this country identified with. And today we have a situation where people feel ashamed of this organization that many gave their lives for. And that's because we treat the ANC as a brand and not as a revolutionary movement. That is the point I wanted to bring to the both of you. Thank you very much for joining in the conversation. That is the ANC Youth League in KwaZulu-Natal, as well as the Young Communist League in the same province.